is presenting on community teens promoting healthy eating and active living to younger children. Preliminary results. Help me to welcome Dr. Nicholas, please.
There's some of these reports in the back that has more details as I go through this. So this is the GO team evaluation, and this is part of a larger initiative called Healthy Foods, Healthy Moves Inform Chicago, and that's part of the original GO team. I do have a disclosure. This project was funded by the PepsiCo Foundation. A little bit of an overview of the presentation. I'm going to talk about youth's role as health ambassadors, the context of the GO team as a channel of communication, the conceptual model development and use, the evaluation methods briefly, and then some findings. So youth's role as health ambassadors has begun to really be examined recently. And actually over the years, there's been peer-to-peer studies, there's been youth mentoring, and you know, I don't think it's hard to convince myself, at least, that the evidence is there that you can really influence younger children through appropriate training. There's also the piece that youth have this kind of intuition about the context of what's going on in younger kids' lives. As we often think of ourselves, that we went through that at one time, they're a little bit closer to it when you have like an adolescent mentoring a younger child. So we consider that important when we were thinking through our original design of this project. A little bit about the GO team context. This is a partnership between Communities in Schools of Chicago and the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children. And as I mentioned, it was funded by the PepsiCo Foundation. And the goal is really to promote healthy eating and active living among Chicago youth. Community in Schools of Chicago is a school-based initiative which basically provides trainers with training about 5-4-3-2-1 GO, which I'm going to tell you about in a second, to go into schools and basically teach teachers and children about the message. The over sort of reaching goal of Communities in Schools, which is a national organization, is to basically provide school children in Chicago, it's the Chicago public school children and their parents, with resources to meet unmet social needs. And so healthy eating and active living is an unmet need in Chicago public schools. The consortium is a large and ever-growing group of now over 1,500 individuals and organizations in Chicago that are interested in really taking on this childhood obesity epidemic. CLOC's role in this piece was to actually train the GO team, which is a group of youth, approximately 12, to basically train them about the message and to go into the community and to work with younger children and to teach them about healthy eating and active living through this simple message. The GO team members were trained for 6 to 8 weeks by a youth coordinator that worked with us at CLOC. They would have guest speakers. Many of them are members of CLOC that would volunteer their time to come in and talk to the GO team about nutrition, physical activity, energy balance, child development, and public speaking skills. After training, the GO team would go into the community and attend community events, attend community organizations, and work with these children to teach them about these messages. The GO team members would receive a stipend that was supported by the Chicago Department of Children and Youth Services, and they would also get bus fare, their primary source of transportation, and a $1,000 college stipend for completing every 6 months. The message 5-4-3-2-1 GO, there's many variations on this message across the country. Ours is 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, 4 servings of water a day, 3 servings of low-fat dairy a day, 2 hours or less of screen time a day, and 1 hour or more of physical activity a day. We believe this is a fairly simple message, but to teach the GO team members about what are the meanings behind each of these, and to be able to answer questions in the public domain was not a simple, straightforward task. Here are some pictures. That's a Park District instructor on the left working with some of the GO team members, teaching them about physical activity. I think they were doing kickboxing. On the right is a nutrition person from Children's Memorial in Chicago working with the GO team to teach them about healthy eating and label reading and different elements of nutrition. There were also giveaways that the GO team would give to younger children, and these included stickers, water bottles, balls, all things consistent with the message. There was a poster, too, that would be given away to display at the organizations after we left. The picture on the right, I think, kind of exemplifies the GO team. This is actually at the Taste of Chicago. They had a tent, and they were hosting activities, and you can see in the background is the Sears Tower. I guess that gives us some Chicago validity. Now, it's important to recognize that the GO team was really one channel of communication, in part of this larger initiative, Healthy Foods, Healthy Moves. There was the GO team, there was the Community and Schools of Chicago, which basically had the trainers going into schools. There was also a clock for the neighborhoods that we specifically focus on, which are now 10 neighborhoods in Chicago. There are networkers that are members from the community that actually are employed full-time through clock to go into the community and work on a variety of issues around childhood obesity, everything from getting principals on board to working with various issues around cafeteria, foods, whatever. But they'd also go into the community and they'd do trainings, very similar to the GO teams. There were also community trainings where we'd invite all community members to come in and be trained about the message so that they could work with their various organizations. And then about maybe midway through the initiative, Blue Cross Blue Shield came on board and provided resources to create a public service announcement, which is actually aired right now on Channel 7 with Sylvia Perez narrating it, who's a local news person. There was print and media coverage, sort of free media coverage. There was also a residency training project where we trained pediatric residents at Stroger, UIC, and Children's Memorial to deliver this message during well child care. And then finally, there was one dental residency program that was very interested. As I learned, dentists have a lot of time to deliver information while they're instrumenting the patient's mouth, and they can't really talk back to you. Now, this is a fairly complex slide, so I'm going to walk through it pretty quickly. But this is our conceptual model, and we have our activities here, and we have our outcomes, our short, intermediate, and long term. Now, as I mentioned, we trained the GO team about the message. We modeled activities for them about the message. We provided them with sort of a learn one, teach one experience. We had discussions. We worked on public speaking skills, planning skills, self-assessment skills. Then there was also, when they were in the field, doing the actual messaging. In terms of short-term outcomes, we expected that they would have some knowledge about healthy eating and active living changes, that they would think it's more important, that they would have confidence in communicating about it, and also that they would have a repertoire of activities and teaching skills to deliver the message, and that their public speaking skills would improve, that they would have knowledge about the barriers and facilitators to healthy eating, and that they would be able to really promote this message. Intermediate outcomes, we expected that there would be some critical awareness about healthy lifestyles, that they would be able to create outreach in non-structured settings. And you'll see some of that in some of the quotes that I have later. That they would actually be able to make programmatic changes in the field very spontaneously and last minute. They'd have team skills, engagement skills, and their self-efficacy would rise. In terms of the participants, because of IRB restraints, it was actually very difficult to look at this group, and for some other reasons as well, but we thought that they'd be at least engaged in the activities and maybe demonstrate one, and that they'd be asking questions. Long term, we thought we might see some behavioral outcomes, communication to family and friends about the message, self-perception as agents of change by the GO team, that they'd be more active in civic engagement, meeting with principals or teachers to discuss issues that they see important to healthy eating and active living, and that they would have creativity in delivering these messages. And possibly they might even have career path changes about what they think they want to do later in life. Our evaluation methods, in order to sort of address those different outcomes on that conceptual model, included questionnaires, focus groups, field observation tools, journal entries, inventory of events, and host feedback. So when they'd go to an event in the community, we'd call a sample of these organizations a little bit after and ask them about the experience. So some of the findings. What were the GO team members' healthy eating and active living beliefs and habits before joining the GO team? Well, they knew that, eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables was recommended, but they didn't do it. They ate on average a 3. And, you know, there are limitations. This is a small group of youth, but we thought it was important to know something about them. They agreed that finding snacks in their communities, healthy snacks, is pretty challenging. Most of them agreed about that, 70%. 90% identified the supermarket as a resource in their community for fresh fruits and vegetables. They identified liquor stores, fast food restaurants, distant supermarkets, and few home-cooked meals as barriers to healthy eating. And they identified peers, doctors, teachers, and parents as promoters of healthy eating and active living. From one of the focus groups in terms of how the training impacted these youth, one comment was, the GO team teaches the kids how to eat healthy because if you're working out and you're not eating well, you're not going to get too many results because you're still not eating well. Kind of intuitive, but, you know, to hear this from a high school student is compelling. You know, they reported eating actually significantly more fruits and vegetables. They agreed that moderate activity reduces the risk of heart disease, and they actually watched less TV and browse the internet less. That's probably because it was a very time-consuming job, which, by, you know, they were getting compensated, but they were traveling a lot. After receiving training, they also would engage their peers and family members more frequently in discussions about healthy eating and active living. They were involved in outreach activities, attending neighborhood programs, and volunteering more. They felt confident in approaching school officials, as I mentioned earlier, and businesses and community agencies to support healthy lifestyles, and they felt more in control of their own health. You know, they traveled independently to the outreach sites across the city. They would typically lead about 15 to 30 kids in 45 minutes to 1 hour of an interactive session. They are very good at projecting their voices and grabbing the attention of the crowd, and they would select age-appropriate games. They would receive and answer questions. They would give the giveaways, which I showed you. They were almost always enthusiastic, and in the end, they conducted over 265 events touching over 5,000 children. And as I mentioned, they were able to adapt planned activities without guidance from a coordinator, and they were very able to kind of modify their plan given different situations. In terms of how the GO teams react to delivering healthy eating and active living messages, what I really like is that we get to take what we learned home with us and we can relate it to what we eat at home and tell our little brothers and sisters what's healthy for them and what's not. Another person mentioned, I shared it, the message, with the people on my sports team. So they were taking it outside of the structured environment that we had planned and actually talking about this amongst their peers and family. The best is how we teach other people. When we do outreach, parents are around and we get to teach both parents and kids. They are surprised to hear that we know so much. I like the teaching part. We weren't really expecting the parents to always be around, so this was very interesting to us. And in rethinking it, I think we would maybe even heighten their intelligence around certain issues, or at least their knowledge on those issues. You know, in terms of the host organizations, 85% rated the overall quality of the session as good or excellent. Early on, we had some issues, and that was really why we did this evaluation, was to work those kinks out. 90% of the organizations agreed that the activities were age-appropriate. So, you know, there were times when, you know, we were told there would be 4 to 7-year-olds, and they would show up, and there would be, you know, 12 to 13-year-olds, you know, like only a couple years younger than the actual members. And then 95% would welcome the GO team for future visits. Examples of how the host organizations continue to teach and incorporate the core message into their programs. Well, some of them offered more physical activity in the form of dancing or games. They actually utilized some of the games that were taught by the GO team. They had drinking water available, kind of a novel idea for activity. And they procured grants for indoor game equipment. So program strengths, you know, our program really taught and inspired high school youth to change the lives of children and families. The GO team members actually perceived themselves as agents of change. And the GO team members are creative and flexible in delivering health promotion messages in a variety of settings, which I touched on a few. And nearly all the sites would like more GO team visits and would recommend it to other organizations. Challenges, you know, the GO team, as I mentioned, it requires a lot of time for training and outreach. So there's a lot of commitment on the GO team member side. And also, you know, it requires a high level of expertise and strategies for working with different ages. You know, they would usually know the age group that they're expecting to work with, but sometimes, you know, you can't show up with, you know, little toys for big kids. You can, but it's a challenge. And, you know, the equipment was a piece of it, you know, so knowing what you needed before you got out there was really important. Overall, the GO team training and experience positively affected team members. The teen-to-child approach is a feasible and unique strategy for disseminating healthy lifestyle messages, and the strategy is well-received by team members in the community-based organizations that participated. So with that, I will conclude. Thank you for your attention.
Our final presentation today is from Lauren Durr.